Columbus City Council considers legislation tonight in the next step of the city's Southern Gateway Initiative. It's Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman's plan to improve the quality of life on the south side. The legislation makes official the transfer of the Reeb Elementary School property to the city.
This former school site will be the focal point of both public investment by the city of Columbus and private investment by the South Side Champions, a group of citizens who will invest millions of their own money to help bring back the south side of Columbus. The remodeled Reeb Elementary in the years to come will be home to many services.
Those include the South Side Learning and Development Center, the area's Pride Center, and a Cultural Heritage and Arts Programming Center. It's part of a comprehensive plan for the South Side with a focus on housing, health and child care, social services, education, and jobs. Coleman says the city plans to invest about $18 million for various improvements, including the resurfacing of several South Side streets and upgrading the area's electricity system. Almost $6 million more come from a collection of businesses the mayor refers to as the South Side Champions. They include Jim Grody of Donato's Pizza.
What I was overwhelmed with was how many organizations there are. You know, Marion Village, Hungarian Village, you know, the Hozak Reeb. I mean, there's 22 of them, I think. And we said, how are we going to get everybody kind of getting, you know, agreeing to this and so on? But the deal is when there's an effort that is as good as this, the organization said, we just want what's best for the South End. And those people are the real champions. They're the ones that held this end of town together through these last, I know, almost 50 years since I've been here. I just want to say that as a South Ender, it's usually, you know, you can take the boy out of the South End, but you can't take the South End out of the boy. And I just want to say that they'll never get the South End out of me.
Grody, along with other investors, including Don Kelly, Bob Weiler, Jim Williams, and Bob Yoakum, have formed the Southside Renaissance, which will provide funding for the rehab of 50 homes in the area. The city plans to build 50 new homes along Innis Avenue. Another challenge looms, and that's the closed Southside Settlement House, which must be demolished. Coleman says it served a valuable role, but it's clear the area needs more services.
One question might be, what happens to the Southside Settlement House once it comes down? Well, we're not sure yet. That's why we're going to reach out to the community and we're going to ask them what they think. There will be a community process and community input into what happens to the land that Southside Settlement House once stood on, so we can make it a wonderful experience for everybody.
No official dates yet on that public forum. Officials say the area has the highest concentration of uninsured adults in Franklin County, a poverty rate of 30% and an unemployment mark of almost 21%. The city will soon break ground on the new John Maloney Health and Wellness Center.